What if the scariest judgment God could give is simply letting you have what you want? With that thought in mind, Romans chapter 1, verse 24 stops us in our tracks whenever we read, "Therefore, God gave them up." Those words ring like a divine alarm bell. In a world where we think judgment must look like fire, lightning, or instant consequences, Paul paints a sobering picture. Judgment sometimes looks like freedom. God lets man chase the very desires that destroy him. God's judgment is not passive, it's personal, deliberate, judicial. He hands people over to the prison of their own lusts, not because they begged him to stop, but because they insisted that he get out of the way. Humanity doesn't run from sin kicking and screaming. We sprint toward it with the door wide open. We hear the witness of creation. We feel the tug of conscience. We recognize the greatness of God, and yet proudly we declare, "I want what I want." And God responds, "Thy will be done." This is the tragedy of Romans chapter 1. A heart uninterested in God becomes a heart that cannot find its way back without divine intervention. To be given up is to be released into the darkness that we chose. But here's the good news. If the wrath of God is revealed, so is the righteousness of God. And if man runs headlong into sin, the great news of the gospel is that Christ runs headlong towards sinners. Here's a way to make this a prayer for you today. Lord, keep my heart tender. Do not let me love anything that you hate. Guard me from ever wanting freedom from you instead of life with you. And here are two different peoples you can pray for. David Maroquin and his family, our national change makers in Nepal, and the Urdu Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of Pakistan.